Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, ready with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Family to Family is a ministry that is connecting Christian families with families who are new to our country.
I'm John Graham, and everyone knows the hymn Amazing Grace, but the story of its author, John Newton, is now a Broadway show. Its executive producer, Carolyn Rosie Copeland, joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we'll talk with a missionary who works to help struggling families in Appalachia, bringing physical needs and sharing the love of Jesus Christ.
I'm Myrna Brown. He's been singing for such a while. Daniel Crew says he can't remember a time when he wasn't singing in church. Hear the rest of his story.
Also today, the Merge Community Youth Project on our Mission Georgia Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Family to Family is a ministry that partners refugee families with American families for the greater good. And Juliana Smoke has the complete story now on Life with Purpose Radio.
As refugees from all over the world come to Clarkston, Georgia, Family to Family is a ministry that is connecting Christian American families with families who are new to our country and in need of friendship and to see God's love for them. Kelly Brandon is the director for Family to Family, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Hi.
Kelly, we have a tremendous opportunity right in our backyard. Tell us about the families who you all minister to.
We have a very wide variety of families in Clarkston. Clarkston is a refugee resettlement area, and we receive hundreds of families from all over the world every year. We have families from Burma, families who have been in the jungles for years and just very new to everything American. And then we have families from the Middle East who are highly educated and totally familiar with American culture and everything in between. We've got African cultures, South Asian cultures, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And it can be a struggle to adjust to the American culture. And when families volunteer to serve, Family to Family trains and equips them.
We do. We connect American families to refugees that we know personally, families that we know their struggles and we know their needs pretty well because we interact with them on a fairly regular basis. And it makes training volunteers a lot easier and a lot more specific because I can train them on the specific needs of the families, the things that they need to learn specifically. The volunteer families go through a short application process and we kind of find out what gifts they have, what skills they have, the things that they feel like the Lord is leading them to. And we prayerfully consider what matches will benefit the most. The things we take into consideration are what we think will help the family the most learn how to become self-sufficient and the matches that we think will open the most doors for the gospel to be shared.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
It is. We hope that the families will not only become self-sufficient in everyday life things, like going to the grocery store or registering your child for school, but that they'll become self-sufficient in their walk with Christ as well. Our hope for the families, both families, volunteer and refugee, is that there'll be family-on-family discipleship through relationship.
Mm. And how are some ways volunteer families help refugee families?
It's a very wide variety. Like today, I'm training a volunteer, and we're teaching a Nepali family the alphabet. And we're teaching them very basic things about language. So we teach them anything from language to, like, some of our Middle Eastern friends need to figure out how to apply for college or need to figure out how to get a job or a car. And so just everyday life things that we take for granted that we know how to do. Different situations will come up and you can help them navigate anything from, you know, how to buy formula for their baby or how to navigate legal processes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure helping them navigate our Western culture helps to build a solid foundation of friendship, which opens doors to share Jesus with them.
Absolutely. These refugees are very warm. I mean, they've been through a lot. If you can kind of imagine in your imagination some of the terrible things that a refugee would have to go through to have to flee their country and be in a refugee camp and then be resettled in a totally foreign place. So a lot of these cultures originally, I mean, just in their nature are very warm and welcoming. But when they get here, and they're just in such desperate need for friends, for American friends to help them out. They're very welcoming.
Mm-hmm. I love this ministry. It's a ministry where the whole family can serve. How can we get more information?
Well, you can visit our website, rtnatlanta.com. We definitely need volunteer families. We have far more refugee families than we could ever help. And so just finding people who are willing to take a risk relationally and just kind of jump into something foreign and different. And you absolutely wouldn't be jumping in by yourself. But we need people who care that the nations have come here and that the gospel can be shared with people who would have never had the opportunity to hear the gospel.
We've been speaking with Kelly Brannon, Director of Family to Family. Kelly, thank you for joining us today, and we'll be praying for this ministry and that the refugee families will see Christ's love for them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. One out of four girls is sexually abused before age 18. One out of six boys will face the same fate. Childhood sexual abuse can happen in your youth or children's program. Background checks are not enough. You owe it to your children to attend the Sexual Abuse Summit, October 22nd in Atlanta, Georgia. This one-day conference is open to anyone who works with children. You'll learn an abuse prevention system to protect your children and avoid crippling legal trouble. How to respond to an allegation of abuse. Changes in legal requirements and their impact on your organization. This event will help protect your children and your organization. Visit sexualabusesummit.com to learn more. Thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. You may know the hymn Amazing Grace, but do you know the writer of the song, John Newton? Well, there's a Broadway show depicting his life, and John Graham has the story on today's Culture Connection.
For many years, we've been watching the growth of faith-based entertainment in the film industry, and now that trend seems to be making its way into live theater with a Broadway premiere of the new musical Amazing Grace. The show's executive producer, Carolyn Rossi Copeland, joins us to talk about it. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the show and why you believed in it enough to produce it.
Well, you know, I first heard the score and I fell in love with the music that the composer wrote. But then when I found out the story was about a man named John Newton, who I knew nothing about, I was mortified and embarrassed. And I said, this is a man whose story the world must know. I mean, he was a slave trader, became a slave, enslaved in Africa, back to England where he begins the abolitionist movement, has a ministry, and then writes Amazing Grace. It's a life worth a Broadway musical.
Not too many years ago, there was a major motion picture that kind of depicted some of that. How similar is the film to the story? Of course, it's biography, so it's going to have lots of similarities.
Yeah, it's very different, and that's really about Wilbur Wilberforce, who John Newton mentored, who came after John. But John Newton's story is really the most remarkable story of all, because he was the slave trader. He was the wretch that he writes about in his hymn. And then to have a moment on a ship where he prays out to God to save his life, and if he does, he will turn his hands to good. And that man makes a 360 with his life is really, you know, worthy of the stage. You know,
Absolutely. The
musical travels from England to Africa to Barbados, just like John's life, you know. Everyone needs hope, and we're all in search of redemption. You know, we're all wretches in our own ways in our life, and we seek out the hope that this musical brings to us each and every night. The audiences leap to their feet and want to join in with the cast because they identify with the struggles of a man seeking to live a life worthy of God, you know, and I'm hoping that it will really have a planted root on Broadway.
Wow.
It's not happened before, so
yeah.
It's a new experience.
Wow, it sounds so exciting.
Now, it is exciting.
So many of our listeners, it may be a while before they can make their way to Broadway. Do you expect the show to tour or be released for regional theater?
It is definitely our hope to have a tour. Definitely, and eventually, of course, we would love it to be published and available for schools and churches and youth groups to perform. But after Broadway, we would love to have a tour and come around the country with the show.
Yeah, How can Christians pray and support more kind of salt and light entertainment in our world?
Well, it is really about being responsible for the words you put out into the world, you know, and if you really want to be in the entertainment industry, you must choose, and you must choose wisely, and you're responsible for what you're putting, whether you're a writer or a composer or an actor, you know, there are times when one must walk away from opportunities, and then there are times you have to embrace opportunities, and not to be Pollyanna about it, but, you know, think about what you're saying and what you're doing. For us, for me, that's been, you know, my life's work, and I've been in the theater for 33 years and turned down some of the most successful musicals and plays in light of, you know, what are we putting in the world?
Sure.
What are we saying?
And I assume from a consumer end, the best way that we can support more of these kinds of programs and shows and movies and so forth.
Show up.
Buy a ticket.
Yes, please show up. There are all kinds of ways to get tickets to Broadway these days, and there are discounts available all over the internet. And absolutely, we're having amazing church groups showing up. We had a group that drove in from, I think it was Arkansas, our first week, because they were so committed to supporting us, and they brought a busload of people in from Arkansas. I mean, it's amazing. That was really uplifting to us.
That's fantastic. Well, Carolyn, we certainly hope wish you the greatest success. And
thank you so much.
And more of it. So if you're making your way up to Broadway, or if you just want to support them, how can folks find out more about the production?
AmazingGraceMusical.com. And our website will give you everything. AmazingGraceMusical.com.
All right. It's all right there. AmazingGraceMusical.com. And until next time, I'm John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you weekly stories of people living their lives of purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope as you hear our stories that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose. And if you would, let us know. You can email us your comments, questions about the program, and story suggestions. Our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And let us hear from you today, all right? And our online community is also a great place to connect with us as well. Facebook.com/LWP Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter @LWP Radio. And we're continuing to offer our free book as a way of saying thanks for being a listener. The free book this week is The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church from best-selling author Steve Parr. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Let me give that to you again, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Fill in the short form, and we'll get it to you absolutely free. Well, right now, let's get back to our stories for this week. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. He's been singing for such a while. Daniel Cruz says he can't remember a time when he wasn't singing in church. Hear the rest of his story.
All right, thanks, Myrna. The Merge Community Youth Project is a collision between summer camp and a missions trip. So, yeah, we'll fill you in on our Mission Georgia moment. But first, let's go over to Ron Lawson. He's in the Life with Purpose radio studio with a story of Christmas backpacks.
In the 12-state Appalachian region of our nation, there are thousands of families who live in constant financial struggle and are in need of support. Dr. J. Robert White, executive director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a missionary who tells about the needs and is part of a plan for everyone to help. Let's listen.
I'm glad to have on the phone with me today Bill Barker, who is one of our hardest-working Southern Baptist North American missionaries. Bill serves as the director of the Appalachian Regional Ministry. Bill Barker, thank you so much for your service for the kingdom, and thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White, and it's a delight and a joy to be with you today.
Bill, we're so excited about what we're planning to do in Georgia Baptist Life, helping children and families through the Appalachian Regional Ministry. First, I wonder if you would just give us an overview of the area of our nation where you serve.
The area where I serve begins down in Montgomery, Alabama, and goes up into the Adirondacks in New York, covering 12 states. West Virginia is entirely in the Appalachian region, and then the other 11 states, I cover parts of those.
What are some of the exciting things that you're seeing in ministry taking place there?
Just one example, the Augusta Baptist Association has been working all summer long building a home for a widow woman in Sutton, West Virginia, and it's been exciting to watch that as it's come out of the ground, come under a roof, and it is a powerful witness in that community of the love of Christ. Yes. And these young people, as they've come, and the adults with them have been sharing Christ in that community. We have been seeing volunteer teams come to work with church planters and existing churches and ministry centers. And this year, Dr. White, we estimate that there will be over 77,000 short-term mission volunteers that will come through the Appalachian Mountain Range.
Wow, that's amazing, Bill. That's truly incredible. Children are often the ones who suffer the most, I think, Bill, in poverty. So in the past years, Georgia Baptist and other state conventions have responded to the needs of the children by giving thousands of Christmas backpacks filled with food and toys and games and school supplies and clothing, as well as Bibles and Bible stories. Last year, Georgia Baptist churches provided over 22,500 Christmas backpacks. And this year, we have a goal of 25,000 Christmas backpacks. I'm very excited about that. I wonder if you'd tell us about these backpacks, how they have helped families in Appalachia.
Dr. White, I am excited about the backpacks, as Georgia Baptists have not only initiated this project, but have been the leaders and the drivers behind it over these last few years. These backpacks are delivered into high poverty areas in Appalachia. Sometimes they're delivered through the Compassionate Ministry sites where we bring families in, such as Cedar Ridge Ministries in Williamsburg, Kentucky. Not only does the child receive a Christmas backpack that is age and gender appropriate, but also there's food available for the family to help them through the holidays. We have coats if they need coats, clothing if they need clothing, shoes if they need shoes. And it gives a wonderful opportunity to just simply tell the wonderful love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And last year, we had 701 professions of faith, of which most of those were adults, adults who heard the gospel and responded to the gospel as it was presented to them. We love to work through local churches. Of One Accord Ministry in Rogersville, of which Georgia Baptists are very actively involved with, works in Hancock and Hawkins counties, two of the poorest counties in Tennessee. And Shelton Livesay, the director, wants to work through the local church. So last year, he had birthday parties for Jesus, and 27 of the area churches that were willing to cooperate, they provided food boxes, coats, bedding, shoes, clothing for the children. All of that was accessible when they came to get their Christmas gift and the Christmas backpack. And the gospel was shared, and Shelton sent me an email rejoicing because when the figures were totaled up, there had been 107 salvation decisions that had been made.
How wonderful.
In some cases, increasingly, I should say, we're getting calls from local elementary schools that are saying, can you come and work with us? Just got a call last night from Eastern Kentucky. Three of the local schools have invited us to come in and to give out the backpacks during school time and to be sure that we share the wonderful love of Christ with the teenagers and the children that we'll be presenting the backpacks to.
Thank you so much, Bill, for sharing that wonderful, wonderful report with us. I know that some of the people who are listening to this radio broadcast and this wonderful story about ministering among the children and their families of Appalachia may want to become involved as a part of this. How would you advise them to do that?
Just go to missiongeorgia.org and click on to Christmas Backpack for Appalachian Children, which is right at the top of the page, and it will give them all the information that they need on how they can become involved through their local church in doing Christmas Backpacks for Appalachian Children.
That's missiongeorgia.org, and you'll get all the information you need to join with us in this wonderful effort to make up 25,000 backpacks for the children of Appalachia this Christmas. They need to be done by November, so it's time to get busy and get those backpacks filled and ready to go. Bill, thank you so much for your incredible ministry among the folks of Appalachia. We love you for it, and we pray for you regularly. May God continue to bless you, and thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White, and thank you, Georgia Baptist, for your support, not only of the cooperative program, but of the Christmas backpacks for Appalachian children. We could not do it without you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
For more information on the Christmas Backpacks for Appalachia, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
There are some people who were born to sing, and Daniel Cruz is one of them. Myrna Brown helps us see why with his story today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Let our hearts be filled with wonder at the wonder that you are, because you call us worthy, saved, set apart. Because you call us worthy, saved, set apart.
His unique voice is both classical and contemporary. Daniel Cruz is here. He joins us on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You cannot remember a time in church when you weren't singing.
As a small kid, I remember being put up on a chair so I could see over the pulpit to do the offertory hymn or sing the solo. So it would be very hard-pressed to think of a time I wasn't singing in church, for sure.
And so you knew as you were thinking about college that you would study vocal performance. It's something to do with music.
You know, honestly, when I first had to decide what to do with college, I really just went into a community college to get my general education and to kind of almost delay the decision of what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I was reluctant to do music, honestly. I've always sang. I've loved it, but I just didn't know exactly what the Lord would do. Like, a part of me knew that I was supposed to do it, but it was just a matter of making that decision to just jump full force into it.
That's hard to believe because you have such a gift. How did you come to the realization, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to move forward?
It was through prayer, honestly, just seeking the Lord and what He wanted. He gave me a piece about going into music.
And I ask you that because there's someone listening who has to make a similar decision. And so I'm believing that what you just shared will be a blessing to them.
Oh, awesome.
It is so evident that you have training and that you just have a natural gift. You are able to take a song in so many different directions. I found myself looking forward to how is he going to end this song.
Well, thank you.
And are you a songwriter as well?
On the recent project that I did called Blameless Before You, I did dive into the world of songwriting. I was able to co-write 8 of the cuts off of that project.
And that's what we're talking about. That's what we've been listening to, Blameless
yes,
Before
ma'am.
You. There's something that you do, and you were singing this old hymn. I'm a big fan of hymns. And you were singing the song, Glory to His Name. And I was really enjoying
right.
it.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross.
And then you did something where it became something different, but it was wonderful. What a great way to merge the old and the new.
When people ask me who, like, what defines our ministry or what defines my music, I'm very quick to tell them I'm in the church. The church is what motivates what I do. That's how I was inspired as far as music goes. When I sat down to start writing the songs for Blameless Before You, it was obvious that the hymns were just instilled in me from growing up in church, and my parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, they were all singing these songs to me. And when I sat down to write something that was going on in my own relationship with the Lord, or just to really expose my heart, and it was obvious that the hymns were a big inspiration to me.
And then there's another song that incorporates a hymn, but it kind of snuck up on me.
Blameless Before You, that's the title track. It was a very personal song, and I came to the producer of the project and just I told him that I wanted to do a song about being blameless before the Lord. It comes from a verse in Psalm 19 where King David says, "Who can discern their own errors? Keep your servant also from willful sin. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and innocent of great transgression." And I thought, King David is begging God to keep him from his own sin. Surely, if a man after God's own heart feels messed up enough to beg God to keep him, then I'm pretty messed up myself. And it was such a realization to know that there's nothing that makes me good enough to stand before our holy God besides the blood of Jesus. And how thankful I was. And that's kind of how that song came about.
And then you just kind of slip in there, nothing but the blood.
That's right. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It really just, we couldn't help but do it. It just flowed so naturally to it.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
It has been a pleasure. Daniel Cruz, your new project is Blameless Before You. Thanks for taking the time with us on Life
Thank
with
you so much for having me. Thank you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Jesus.
Today's Mission Georgia Moment highlights the Merge Community Youth Project here on Life with Purpose Radio.
My name's Chase.
My name is Andrea.
My name's Emery.
My name's Caleb.
And we're from
Union Baptist Church.
Every summer, our youth group participates in Merge
to do mission work in Tekoa.
Some of the things we do are painted fences. We did all sorts of stuff like
then we did some
elderly.
We did some roofs and
scraped houses.
Oh, hey, we did the handicap ramps.
Painted.
All three of those were fun.
Cut a bunch of yards.
Nailed some boards into
we did a lot of yards.
Panels.
The trees. Yeah, the trees. Oh, but we painted lots of fences. Oh, handrails.
And many other things to help families throughout Tekoa. Oh, that's me right there.
Oh, my goodness. Is that me?
Look, there's my foot.
And it's paid for in part by the Mission Georgia offering.
There's nothing cooler than helping people in the name of Jesus.
The look on the face at the end of the hard work makes it all worth it.
And when you give to the Mission Georgia offering,
you make it possible.
It's just one of the ways that the Mission Georgia offering brings love to the entire state of Georgia.
Thank you.
For more information, go to missiongeorgia.org. Again, that's missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. You heard about Family to Family, Amazing Grace the Musical, Christmas Backpacks, Daniel Cruz, and the Merge Community Youth Project. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives of purpose. And check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.